BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Alice plays Real or No Real. We call up some businesses near Glastonbury to see if they're ready for the biggest festival in the UK. And our fake David Guetta has an unfortunate incident on his first ever DJ set.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I'll be honest, I feel like I'm losing my mind slightly this week and I don't really know why. Is everyone else having one of those weeks? I went to a cafe before this to get a coffee to take out and paid for it and then just left it there. It's still there now.
Oh, rubbish.
And then I caused an unnecessary panic earlier on Twitter. So I saw that Annie Mac was having a spray tan done, like a pre-Glastonbury spray tan, because nothing hides a hangover more than a tan. So she had that done, and then she said, Grimmers, meaning Grimmy, the spray tan man's on the way. And then I tweeted all of them back, including the tan man, going, but you've got Innuendo Bingo today, Grimmy. What are you going to do? Innuendo Bingo is tomorrow.
Oh, no. So what? So now he's stressing out thinking he's meant to be somewhere.
I've panicked Annie Mac, who thought that she was on Innuendo Bingo today. I've panicked Grimmy, who's probably in the spray tan booth right now. And I've panicked the spray tan man himself because I included all three on the tweet back.
Do you think it's got anything to do with the fact you've got new shoes on? I mean, quite a heel on those shoes, Mills.
It's a little... It's a Chelsea boot. It's not much of a heel.
A bit of a heel on those ones.
Why would that be, like... It's not a heel.
I don't know. Well, it is a bit of a heel, but does that sort of off-balance you somewhat?
I don't know.
I don't know, it's making you do silly things.
Maybe it has.
Silly mistakes.
I'll tell you, I think it's everyone this week. Clara's having a mare as well earlier.
And straight after Scott, Greg Mills is on at 4 o'clock.
Who's Greg Mills, please? Anyway, he's on at four.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm sorry to everyone that I've caused an incident today. I told everyone... including Grimmy, that Innuendo Bingo was today. And he's currently having a pre-Glastonbury spray tan. I've also told Annie Max, and she's panicking now as well.
I mean, what's the situation with that even tomorrow? Is that advisable? Spray tan before bingo?
Be fine, because you can shower and wash it off and it'll just be a big orange puddle tomorrow. And then, by the time the water splashes in his face tomorrow, it won't affect the tan at all. But I thought it was today, so I'm sorry I've caused an incident and stressed out loads of Radio 1 DJs.
Also, something that I think is happening today... and you can confirm or deny that you're doing this, because this is unreal. I've seen a poster with your name on. Are you involved in a dog show later? And if so, why is this happening?
Might be.
So that's a
have
yes.
I not, have
that's
I not
happening.
Mentioned this?
No.
Well, see, I don't know that much about dogs, but I do like them. And I've been asked to this quite posh area of London to... judge a dog show later. Now, I'm not being funny.
Why are you doing that?
You can't turn that down, can you? No, you can't. There's a dog with the waggiest tail category.
Okay, so they've got a dog competition. They've thought, who should we get involved in this?
It's in a proper, like, posh bit of London as well.
I've seen the poster.
Where did you see the poster? You don't go around those areas.
I don't. Well, no, I walk through those areas to get to work.
Right.
But it's I saw. What do you mean you don't go through those areas?
That's
rude. Anyway, dog show, discuss.
Yeah, it's on today.
So I take it you've got your terminology down, you've got you know what you're doing.
I don't really
right?
need terminology when you're judging dog that looks most like its owner. That's another one. I believe that in previous years they've also dressed the dogs up as well, like in tuxedos and that. I want to see this. Do you know what I mean? Who doesn't want to see that? Sarah Cox is doing it as well.
So it's definitely happening.
Have you seen a film called Best in Show?
No.
It's about like a dog show in America, and that's what I'm hoping it's going to be like. If you haven't seen Best in Show, watch it. Incredible. It's like a beauty pageant for dogs.
So what are you going to do? You're going to be sort of... you've got to go up to each dog, like lift up the back legs, that kind of thing, check
it
all over.
I don't think I've got to inspect them.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's what I think you've got to do. You've got to lift up the back legs, give it a sniff. And
I don't think that's...
Good.
No,
Dog.
No, I think you've got the wrong... This is more of a kind of... Not, I was going to say glamour dogs, but that's not right, is it?
You're doing a glamour dog.
It's not like Miss World for dogs.
It's quite classy.
They're not in like bikinis and that.
It's classy. That's what it is. It's classy.
It's a classy event. Claudia Winkleman's done it in the past. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know why I've been booked, but I am looking forward to it. You should come down afterwards. You can meet the dog with the waggiest tail.
Dog that looks most like its owner.
I
suggesting that the owner looks most like a dog.
Well, some of them do, don't they?
Oh,
They do. They look like the dogs do look like their owners or vice versa. It does happen. Anyway, I'll report back tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I've just had an awful thought. Well, you know I hate confrontation. I'll do anything to avoid it. Do I have to be the actual guy that has to go up to the owner of the dog and go, by the way, you look exactly like your dog?
Yeah, but you can say it in a nice way because it'll be congratulations, you look most like your dog.
No, but that's kind of, I mean, they'll probably get like a rosette or something. But I have to, am I the person that has to say that?
You'll be presenting the golden bone or something, won't you? That's what it's going to be.
That's not one. Right, look, I'm looking forward to it, all right? When do you get a chance to judge a dog show? Not every day. True. I'm a lucky lad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I feel I'm being slightly judged by the Radio 1 listeners today. I'm not sure I like it.
I think you're being paranoid.
Is Scott okay for cash? His carb was declined yesterday and now he's judging a dog show. I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to do it. If you got offered a dog show, you'd judge it.
Yeah, but then
you dog with the waggiest tail. Think about it.
If I turned up today and said, right, I'm judging a dog show tonight, you would then judge me. Guarantee you wouldn't let that pass.
No, I think it's absolutely fine. I still hope that they dress up, though. And I really do hope that I'm not having to tell the owner that he looks exactly like his dog, because I would hate that.
How do you... The dog with the waggiest tail, how do you test for that?
Well, because it would be the one that's, like, going for it.
Do you tickle it?
No, I think you've gone... I don't know what kind of dog show you've seen before, but you certainly don't lift it up and sniff, and you don't tickle them either. They just... You let them do their thing, and then you judge it.
Right.
Independently. You're not going anywhere near the dogs.
You talk like you've done this before.
No, I've seen them on TV, and I've seen them in that film, Best in Show. I know what to do. Right, so it feels like the whole world's going to Glastonbury at the moment. They're not, obviously, but it just feels like it when you're on Twitter. It's a bit like when everyone was going to Coachella in LA. Now, no one was, really, but on Twitter it makes it feel like every celeb is going and every person is going.
Well, it's because everyone who is going to tweet about it, aren't they?
But most of us, like us, aren't going to Glastonbury. But it can feel like everyone is, and you can sometimes get a bit of FOMO, but a fear of missing out.
How does it work with Glastonbury? When do the artists arrive there?
Well, here's the thing. Like, we're getting loads of texts from people saying, oh, we're stuck in traffic on the way there now. But I don't think the artists arrive yet, do they? Well, it's a bit odd that like the whole place is overtaken by people, but no actual stars as yet.
Well, surely it's one of those things as well, that everyone goes there, there's loads of traffic, but the artists just avoid the traffic, don't they? Don't they just come along later?
They just come later. Well, by then, everyone's there, I think. But as you know, at these things, like any festival, like Big Weekend, rumours start flying around about who's been seen where. And this will happen at Glastonbury like it does every year. So I would quite like to... we've done this kind of thing before. I'd quite like to maybe call up one of the local businesses in the Glastonbury area.
Yes.
And you're going to do that.
Well, normally, yeah, I was... It's always me who does these at the moment. Is this not something that you...
Yes, but I've decided that today I would quite like to chip in.
Okay.
This could be part of what I said earlier about me absolutely losing it this week. But, like, I don't want you to be on your own. So what, like...
So how does this work exactly?
Okay, we're going to think of someone who is appearing at Glastonbury this weekend, who's a massive star, try and think up a few demands, right? And then... But I will also chip in.
Right, so I have to ring representing a client or something like that.
And then I can be the client.
Right, okay.
So, for instance, I could be, I don't know, Kanye West or something.
Okay.
Right, so you'll be on the phone to the people.
With your demands.
Yeah, and I'll just go in the background. And let's work out who it's going to be after Leanne LaHavis. But I'd quite like to get involved today. Because you're right, it's always you doing it. I'd quite like to be part of it too.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Judging this dog show latest, loads of people are saying make sure you keep the red wine away from the white dogs. That is in the past.
Of course, yeah, no, that was terrible.
Got it out though in the end of stain. That's Leanne Havis and Unstoppable on BBC Radio 1. Mills here. Right, so you're going to make this call to a local business in Glastonbury. In front of me, I have a selection of local businesses, and you're going to be my PA, but you don't know what celebrity I'm going to be yet.
Okay.
It's someone that will be at Glastonbury.
And you have demands.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just be chipping in the background, if that's all right.
And and are you going to tell
see how
me
you
who
cope
you're
with
be?
It.
And who are you going to be?
I'm going to tell you in a minute. So, bakery, do we think?
Okay.
Could be good. Hairdressers, but we've called hairdressers a lot, to be fair. Oh, this is good. Fish shop.
Fish shop.
Yeah, so maybe just order me a load of fish.
Okay.
At the weekend.
Okay.
All right.
And you're going to chip in
I've got a lot of demands.
And I represent you.
I'm calling a number now. Are we calling it? Here we are. I'm going to be Kim Kardashian in the background.
And you're going to put on a voice or?
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
I'm going to maybe put a little voice changer on it.
Okay,
it won't be my normal voice.
Let's crack on.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, can I help?
Hello.
Hi, can I help?
Yeah, hello. I'm looking for help. It's regarding a client that I represent who's involved in a music festival this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorting her backstage requirements at the moment.
Right.
You know what music festival it is?
Yeah.
Glastonbury.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called.
Sorry, Kim, your voice is ridiculous.
That's hot.
Why didn't you carry on with the call?
Is she gone? What was that? What was going on with your voice? That's the strangest voice ever.
We could have carried on with that.
They're never going to believe that's Kim Kardashian.
I did tell you I wasn't feeling myself this week.
I did not expect that.
This is maybe the stupidest thing I've ever done. And that's saying something.
That went wrong.
Okay, I've got another... You know what to expect now,
I think brace for that.
Okay, so
wow.
I've got another fish shop in Glastonbury area. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to change my voice again. Come back out, this is the worst thing I've ever done on the radio, or... I don't know. Anyway, are you ready?
Ready.
Afternoon, the Philip Show.
Hello, I was wondering if you could help me.
Yeah.
There's a big event going on in your area this weekend.
Not Glastonbury.
Yeah, it's Glastonbury.
That's the one.
Right.
I represent a very high-profile celebrity who's the wife of a performer this weekend.
Right, okay.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the fish people. She's got certain requirements for her backstage area.
Right.
And one thing she's requiring is a large quantity of fish.
Okay.
I was wondering if this would be something that you could potentially help with.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. Yeah. When's it for? On which day?
It would be Saturday.
Right, yeah. Okay. What sort of things did you need?
Well, what kind of fish have you got?
We do everything. We do everything. We do a lot of different types, really, to be
honest.
Tell
them I hate haddock.
My client hates haddock. Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, that's fine. We do all different types, to be quite honest.
They have, these fingers of fish.
Okay, so my client is interested in, the fingers of fish. I think she means the fish fingers.
Like fish fingers, yeah. You can buy them in the shops around it, but we could do some,
Tell them I want them freshly made.
Yeah, we could do some, fresh ones, I'm sure.
Yeah, my client is insisting that she has fresh fish fingers.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Breadcrumbs coated?
Pardon me?
Coated with breadcrumbs?
Yeah.
She'd love it coated with breadcrumbs.
Right, okay. I'll just get the page out a minute on my diary.
Right.
How many sort of... Obviously, we're a fresh fish counter. Would you mean you would want us to prep them and then would you be able to cook, heat them up on site?
I want
or
them
cook
brought
them?
To me. Just bring them to me cooked.
My client's a very easygoing lady.
Right.
So, I mean, she's happy to have them presented however you'd want, really.
Right, okay. But you want them brought to you cooked? Would you want them brought to you, or could you have anyone pick them up?
Kim, would you like fish fingers cooked, or cook them yourself?
I'm not cooking anything myself. Don't be ridiculous.
My client says thank you, but she'd rather not cook herself.
Right, yeah, I'm sure we can do
something. Seriously, I need to get another PA.
My client's a very sort of accommodating person. If we were to, say, be able to get hold of, say, 200 fingers of fish...
Yeah.
Freshly breaded.
Right.
Not cod.
Is that going to be an issue?
Yeah,
I told you before, I hate cod.
Want 200.
Right.
Right.
200. So they're not cod fish fingers. Kim, any idea what...
Seriously, if it's card, I'm going to walk out.
No, it won't be card. It definitely won't be card.
Yeah, my client... Obviously, my client, as I said, is a very easygoing person. She, but she'd prefer not to have... codfish fingers.
No, no, yeah, we could do, we could range for anything, really. You said not haddock either, didn't you?
Tell them I hate haddock!
She's not that fond on haddock.
No, no, that's fine, yeah, yeah. We could arrange something else. We could do lots of different types, to be honest, whether it be pollock whiting or anything like that.
I want scampi. That's, it's cute. They have it in the UK, scampi. Ask for scampi immediately.
I can sort scampi.
Yeah, my clients just asked me if you would be able to do scampi.
Yeah, we would be able to.
I know she's a big fan of scampi.
Right. We'd be able to do. We do scampi as it is. Obviously, anything is, like, the scampi we do, bringing it to you, we're a little while away, it would need heating up in an oven of some sort.
That's hot.
For 15, 20 minutes.
My client says that's hot, which is a good thing.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay. All right. We'd definitely be able to do that.
I'll go back and speak to my client about that, because obviously I don't want you to order loads of food unnecessarily.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll go back to her, speak to her husband as well, because he's going to foot the bill.
Okay.
He hates fish.
He hates fish as well.
Okay.
My client says, I shouldn't have said that. And we'll get back to you if this is something that we're going to move forward with.
Yeah, please do.
But thank you so much for your help.
Okay, no worries.
All right then.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you so much. Bye then.
Bye.
Yes. I finally get to do the Kim Kardashian impression that I do at home all the time.
What was that?
On national radio.
That honestly, the most off-putting thing I think I've ever heard. Incredible.
Tell him I hate haddock. No? Okay, everyone's going, why didn't you warn us that this would be really cringe? Well, I enjoyed it.
It sounds like something that you do in private.
Yes,
like
I do.
Kim Kardashian impression. It sounds
I actually
like
do.
A well-rehearsed... Also, that's not her catchphrase, is it?
No, sorry, that's hot. That was Paris Hilton, wasn't it?
Right.
Wrong one. That's hot. Okay, but at least we didn't order the fish.
Yeah.
So that's good. Well, I might do that more often where you're just my PA and I just chip in occasionally. I've got a massive repertoire.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I think it's about time to get this show on the road. We all know that it's Wednesday. That means you're halfway through the week. And you know what that means. This is where we have a little dance, shake it off and bumbaleo. A lot of requests for what to go in the gap this week. I've done my best to accommodate you all.
The lengthy gap, I looks great.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
My right hand is very well exercised.
He's got a massive mouth!
So the bill that you hear there with the laser riser is like dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier, where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing-along, you've had the claps.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
Yes. Good gap this week. Featuring Stephen Fry, Danny Howard discussing the drop on a dance track, Ola Jordan off of He's Got Massive Mouth off of Strictly, someone on BBC Breakfast, and Fish and a Rice Cake Guy. Okay, let's go.
Where are you?
Come on! Katie what? From the Vale of Glamorgan, bumbling while cleaning her caravan. Gareth from Bridgend getting his bumbaleo on in the car. Countdown to the weekend.
Johnny the Stonemason bumbaleoing his chisels off. Of course he is.
Yeah, always. Come on, Mills. It's Wednesday. Countdown to the weekend. Having a birthday bumbaleo in the tractor in sunny Wiltshire. Big up, young farmers. That's Ed. Lauren in Norfolk, who requested He's Got a Massive Mouth. Bambolea! Oh, this is sounding good today. Where are you? Come on, 81199. Ash and Adam at it again, topless bumbleoing in a white van. Carl in Barnoldswick. Richard from East Kilbride looking forward to a cheeky bumbleo. Don't say cheeky, because he's off to Egypt for 2 weeks.
Gosh.
Yes.
Bumbleo!
Bumbleo my head off on my 24th birthday at home before watching Entourage tonight. That's Thomas from Newbury. You deserve a clappy bit for that.
Clappy bit.
Bumbleo is so hard, one of my shoes just fell off. That's Joe in Colville.
Look at this one, Ryan in Leeds, bumbleoing his sweaty pits off.
Oh.
Lovely.
Matt in Devon, bumbleoing while serving ice cream. Lush. Tom in Birmingham, bumbleoing his trowels off. Jade and Josh in Southampton just finished their 5-hour drive. Tom the hot tub man, bumbleoing in his hot tub, living the dream. And Mark, bumbleoing like mad in McDonald's car park. Nice.
Daily.
Hello, it's Scott.
Scott, how you doing, man?
I'm good. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, my friend. I'm all right. How's Chris? You all right, son?
Hello, son.
How are you, all right?
How are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you very much. You?
Good, very good.
Okay, we've done that now. So Matt is our David Guetta impersonator. He looks exactly like David Guetta, but doesn't sound much like him. But that's not stopped him. He had his first gig this weekend, playing on a boat to people who were on the beach right next to it. So picture the scene. David Guetta, looks like David Guetta's got his hands in the air, the music's going. He is on a boat quite close to the shoreline and there's loads of people enjoying the music on the beach. What a Saturday night.
So good.
So how was it?
Oh, guys, I tell you what, thank you ever so much for that. I'm sort of dreading telling you this, but... Yeah,
what?
I was excited extremely. I was all geared up. Friend of a friend lent me his speakers and all that.
All right, so you've got your tunes, you've got the speakers, you're on the boat.
Yes, mate, about to go off and all that, set off, ready to go. And all of a sudden, the speakers go into the water.
Oh, no.
Oh, mate, it was a complete nightmare, mate. Absolutely.
That's a shambles, that is. You've got yourself there.
shambles is not the word, man. It's, oh, dude, I'm telling you, you can picture it. I was so excited, you know what I mean? Really geared up. And, oh, mate, it to be fair, it's cost me a bomb, actually, if I'm honest, mate.
Oh, no, this wasn't how we planned it at all.
It was meant to be a beautiful moment. David Guetta, lookalike, on a boat there, jumping away, the crowd going mad for it on the beach.
Just like Ibiza.
Speakers. It was going to be so good.
It didn't go down like that at all.
At what point did the speakers fall into the sea?
Well, to be fair, you got Paul Key. As I was coming out the key, I was speeding up a little bit, and they just went off. They went in the water.
Yeah.
Right, so you jet off from Paul Key, but you leave the speakers behind.
But
you know what? The show must go on, surely. So what?
Well, to be fair, Chris, mate, if I'm honest, mate, all I'd done was go up and down a couple of times. I don't know what really they're expecting. I will send in some pictures, mate. But
yeah, please do.
If I'm honest, yeah, it was awful. Awful time, but...
What do you mean? We shouldn't laugh.
It's not funny.
No.
Do you know what? What do you mean? So you sort of patrolled the coast?
Well, more or less, yeah, like the AA, you know, just going up and down.
You're just driving up and down the shoreline, and what are you doing?
To be fair, I'm throwing my hands up in the air, but at the same time, I'm sort of crying as well, do you know what I mean?
But there's no music.
No music, no. Sunk. Went down on Titanic, mate.
So I'm struggling to paint a picture in my head here. The crowd are on the beach. They're expecting to see David Guetta.
I know, Chris.
Leave Paul Key... the speakers are in the water, you know, but it must carry on. See, then you are on a boat just going up and down the shoreline waving. And they must be going, what's going on? Where's the music?
Well, you know, to be fair, mate, I had to go with the flow, but it was awful. absolutely awful. So, like you said, there's so much go on. So I just went up and down a couple of times for about half an hour.
Give the crowd what they want.
Oh, mate, well, good job I want two case. I would have got eggs thrown at me or something like that, you know?
This is awful.
Oh, well, I know, Mills, I know.
Tough gig, Mills, wouldn't you say? Tough gig?
Awful gig.
Yeah, I know, boys, yeah.
Oh, that was your first gig as David Guetta and the speakers go into the sea, into the Solent.
Yeah, absolutely, Mills, yeah. Thanks for reminding me, yeah.
Oh, right.
You're not going to get them out of Pool Quay either, are you?
No, I'm not, Chris, but, you know, it's all right. To be fair, we can have a giggle, but honestly, mate, I really didn't expect that, you know?
No, it sounds terrible. I mean, it couldn't really have gone any worse.
No, I don't think it could have, mate, I'd say, if I'm honest.
No.
But okay. Never mind.
Okay, well, so, yeah, you just got to pick yourself up and start again, really, Matt.
Yeah, I will do. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, mate.
Do you know what? All big artists, Mills, you'll be testament to this, all big artists have these moments. Don't
when
they,
their speakers
they,
fall into the sea, they, Rihanna doesn't have that.
These are the things that will make or break you.
Yeah, I think it's already broke me, mate.
No, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Thank you very much for the boost.
We will continue with this.
Okay, mate.
And we will get you another gig where you can actually play music because you've got speakers.
Yeah, no, I would prefer that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think everyone would.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you very much for that, mate.
No, I feel really sorry for you, so I'm sorry that it didn't go well.
That's okay, mate, that's okay. I'm still all right, you know, it was a horrible moment.
Yeah.
But, I know people could look back and have a little giggle, but, never mind, mate.
And also, you are still available for gigs as David Guetta. We put that out there.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Yeah, available.
Yeah.
Bearing, ready to go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Land, sea or air?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
I like the idea of being your agent.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah. It will pay off.
It'll
you
work out.
Get looked after.
This is just a blip, you know?
Yeah, well, hopefully, mate. Hopefully.
Yeah, and then
no
you
more.
Can look after us in a few years or whatever it is.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, yeah.
No
definitely.
Worries. All right, well, good to speak to you, Matt.
Thanks, Scott. See you, Chris.
Here's to better luck next time.
Cheers, mate. Love you.
Love you. Bye. 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 The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hello, Alice Levine.
Hello, you two.
You all right?
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. You keeping out of trouble?
Oh, yeah, you know me.
Hey, I enjoyed your Anne Fox's tweet from the weekend during your show.
Oh, yeah, she popped in for a little chat.
Why did she bring a gnome?
So what is this? She thinks that you and her have this thing, this gnome thing.
Okay, so I used to live in a house in London and I would say over a period of a couple of years, gnomes, like garden gnomes, kept being delivered to the front door to the point where there was about a family of, I'd say, 30 to 40.
Whoa, that's not a family. That's a village.
And that started to freak me out a bit.
No, really?
Yes. And now someone that knows foxes lives in my old house and I left the gnomes there.
As you would.
Yeah, I don't want them.
So I maybe told her that the reason that it wasn't the warmest of reactions when she brought one in for you last time is because you used to like to dress up as a gnome.
Well, you told her that.
Yeah.
There's a picture of you dressed up as a gnome somewhere. I've seen it, actually.
We might have showed that to her.
Why did
there
I dress...
is one, isn't there?
Yeah.
Why did I dress up as a gnome?
I knew
like
there was one.
For kicks.
That's really weird. Maybe I dressed up as one because there were a lot outside my house.
Well, she thinks that you have, like, a gnome thing going on now.
Thanks so much.
Lols!
And here is today's Real or No Real.
National Treasurer Stephen Fry texts MPs to correct their grammatical mistakes.
So where would their mistakes be? Would it generally be on Twitter? Is that the point?
Mm-hmm.
It
says that he texts them. So maybe they put the bad grammar on Twitter and then he'll send them a cheeky text because I bet he's got all the numbers of all the MPs.
I was going to say, because that makes it sound like he's got a little dossier where he can just be like, found them, right, text him.
You know who pulls people up on this all the time? Piers Morgan.
Oh.
He does it all the time. He calls people out on it, especially if they're abusing him with wrong grammar. He'll be like, it's your... as a kind of sassy reply.
I quite like that, though.
It's true that the worst is if you have insulted someone like that
and then
picked up on your yeah. spelling. It's...
Have you ever had it where someone's insulted you and spelt your name wrong? So it's like, you don't even hate me enough to know what my name is.
Yeah. Like, my name is not Alice Latrine.
Oh, seriously, and it's not Avril Lavigne either.
You make it sound like that's a nickname that we give around the office.
We don't.
Oh my God, a boy at school used to call me Alice Latrine. It used to really upset me.
What even is Latrine? Is it a toilet?
The toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Alice the toilet.
But does Stephen Fry text MPs to correct their grammatical mistakes, real or no real?
I think he'd kind of see it as a civic duty.
Yeah, and it could be that he's correcting speeches and that kind of thing. Because he is into his politics. He keeps a close eye on it. So I think this is real.
Both saying real?
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes, MP Michael Gove revealed in an interview that Stephen Fry had texted him to correct his various grammatical mistakes.
Gutted. Embarrassed.
And next,
if you take the first letter of every track on the new Years and Years album, you get the words, "That's so Derek."
That's so Derek.
So you've got, the hits on there. You've got Desire, you've got Shine, you've got King.
Yeah, carry on. Okay.
And some more.
Figuring it out for us. Oh, this is tricky.
Do you think that would be deliberate, or is that just coincidence?
I think deliberate, don't you?
Definitely. But I've never thought of testing this with albums before, that you take the first letter of every song and see what it spells.
Is it called an acrostic? No, what's it called? Do you know those ones that you used to do when, if you like, were in geography and they'd set you either a word search? They were all the rage, weren't they?
All the rage.
Or they'd be like, do a poem where you write the word planet and then for every letter
you have to do something. Yes.
Yeah, so you'd be like people, lazy, animals, etc.
That's so Derek. If you take the first letter of every track on the new Years and Years album, do you get those words? Real or no real?
I really hope that's real, and I also hope they meant it. Although that'd be quite a coincidence if they didn't.
It's quite impressive, yeah. I also hope it becomes a catchphrase. That's so Derek.
So?
I'm saying real, although some Nerd Alert people will say there's no apostrophe.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh, come on.
And finally,
the first tweets sent by Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills were written in the third person.
Oh, God.
That's how they did used to speak in the olden days. Because it was like...
It was actually 2009. Thank you.
Did
be
you
like, one went to the shops.
Oh, goodness. Is that
today,
because
Scott Mills went to
work? Oh, no, because it was like you were doing it as in signed by HQ because you were such a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Scott.
Let's be honest, in 2009, I was not.
So how would this work? So what would have happened then is people would have signed up to Twitter but weren't too sure how to use it exactly.
Of course, because there weren't that many people to copy off, were there?
Yeah. So back then, because you're a trendsetter, right? You're on Twitter for a lot of people. And so, so you obviously weren't sure how to use Twitter, so you thought you had to write it like a story.
Wait. We're giving him real benefit of the doubt there. Either that, or he was so on his high horse that he thought he'd pretend that he had a minion writing the tweets for him. And he was like, oh, looks like Scott's up to some great stuff today. He'll keep you posted.
I really want this to be real.
My cringe glands are actually overflowing.
I can see one hanging out.
I'm going to go real.
I've lost the plot. I'm going to say real also.
That one is real.
Okay, but I can explain why.
You flushed.
No, I am flushed. It's because, true fact, my Twitter was actually run by the website Unofficial Mills.
Yes.
Until I took it over about
Stop
a year
it.
Later.
You bought it back.
Let the Twitter be run by the fans.
They'll like that, he thought. They'll like that.
So what did you have to do? Give a significant amount of money to whoever was running the Twitter account?
No, I just emailed Unofficial Mills, the website, and we're like, they're a fan site. And went, can I take it over now? And they went, yeah, right then.
Look, I've got your first tweets here. They've just been handed
God,
to me.
That would explain
the third person.
These are good. Imagine if he wrote these himself.
Oh, don't. I love it.
Scott always brings up the same story when he plays the Saturdays. He gave one of them his coat and they said no. Wasn't even the puffer.
What?
To be fair, I have heard you tell that story at least three times.
Here's another one. Jason Mraz is on the phone from a nail bar. Where should Scott do a show from? ? A wine bar or a tanning salon?
Yeah.
Which would be more fun? Musings of Scott Mills.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
It's a draw. I got 20, Alice got 20.
I hate a draw.
Do you know what? We answered the same the whole way throughout.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, no, no. I'm not having a go. I'm just saying.
Sounds like you're having a go.
No, it's just that it wasn't much competition there because we.
Well, sometimes I feel like I can't win every week.
Yeah.
But what I would say, if you come back next week, don't just do the same answers because we can't do this every week.
Are you saying that she copied you?
Yes.
I was head girl. How dare you?
As if she would copy you.
As if I would copy you.
You.
Oh, you of all you. People. God.
Thanks, Alice.
Thanks for nothing.
What's occurring on Saturday on your actual radio show?
Actually, don't come here to have my good name called into question. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, Latrine.
Oh, God. Right, shows this weekend are from Glastonbury. Me and Hugh. My first Glastonbury ever. I know. So Hugh's going to kind of give me a tour and everything. We're going to have some nice live music, some of the highlights for you. And then, yeah, doing the BBC Three stuff with Greg on Sunday.
Awesome, are you?
Yeah, it'll be
good. That's brilliant.
On Surfer.
Awesome. Alice is back on the radio on Saturday from Glastonbury and on your telly at the weekend on BBC Three as well, yeah, for Glastonbury. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so the official chart update. Then I'm off to judge a dog show for the first time, probably the last. Just seen on their Twitter, it's picking up nicely.
Okay. So a few dogs turning up then?
A few dogs turning up, a few of their owners turning up. But I don't want to be the guy that has to announce to the winner of the owner that looks most like their dog competition. I don't want to be like, you're the winner, because that's, I hate
that's
confrontation.
What they want to hear that they look like their dog. That's very important. Have you got your treats ready?
I have to supply the treats?
Of course you do. You're going to need to reward the dogs for good behaviour and stuff.
I'm not prepared for this at all.
Mate, rule one of dealing with a dog, have treats.
Well, I'm going to have to stop off on the way then.
I mean, the whole thing, I just don't know why you're doing it. Of anyone that could be doing it, I don't know how you've ended
because
up in this.
Because I got asked to do it and
I'm
thought
so
it'd be funny.
I'm so tempted to come along. I'm so tempted.
You can have some street food, yeah? The Scott Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 at 1:45. Grimmy plays Innuendo Bingo. It's going to be a good one. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.